Hello and welcome to the matchday programme for Southampton FC Women. And today, Saints take on Reading. You'll hear from Marianne Spacey-Kale take a closer look at Saints' last time out. And there's a feature interview with Katie Wilkinson. First up, a message from head coach Marianne Spacey-Kale. Marianne writes, "Welcome back to St Mary's Stadium as we prepare to take on Reading in the Barclays Women's Championship. It's been just over a month since our last home fixture here, and we want to make the wait worth it by putting on a performance to get a good result this afternoon. I thought that our second half display against Manchester United in our last home fixture was one of our best halves of the season. I couldn't ask any more from the players after the way we played, the energy and the intensity of the performance and the way we forced a WSL side into some mistakes. Even if it's not going well sometimes, we ask the players to work hard, and they walked off the pitch with their heads held high, knowing they gave everything to try and get a result against a top side. We then showed great character to earn our win away at Birmingham City. We went behind very early on, but the team's work ethic was still there and helped us to get the result in the end. Molly Pike scored a brilliant equaliser, and her chance to score came from that willingness to work hard to put the ball back up front. Every game is a huge one now, and we just need to make sure that we keep this group together, preparing as well as we can for each challenge that comes our way. We'll need that balance between the steely determination to reach our goals and the enjoyment of playing, and both are vitally important. We were unfortunate last time out against Sunderland. I was really impressed with our first half performance. We moved the ball well, we created some great chances, and we really dominated the game for large spells. We went into half-time at 0-0 when we could easily have been ahead, and Sunderland then managed to take one of their only chances of the game shortly into the second half. It's always important for us to control what we can control ourselves, and you have to accept that some decisions just go against you sometimes, rightly or wrongly. Despite that, we still have everything to fight for. We couldn't afford to dwell on the disappointment of losing at Sunderland for too long, because we have plenty of opportunities upcoming that we need to be ready for, given that the fight at the top of the table is going to be so tight right up until the end. Although we keep looking only at the task ahead of us, and that is always the next game we play, there's still a lot of football to be played, and we just need to be able to stay calm and make sure we maximise the potential that we have up until the end of April. We know that our team and our members of staff will be giving everything for the rest of the season, and we'll also be counting on your backing from the stands, which has been fantastic. We want to make you proud, and we'll need you right up until the final kick of the campaign. We march on. Marianne." Last time out. Southampton FC Women made the long trip up to Sunderland last time out in the Barclays Women's Championship, knowing that there was a big 3 points on offer to them against a promotion-chasing rival. Saints had been boosted by a battling performance against Manchester United in the FA Cup, and had then come away from Birmingham City's St Andrew's Stadium with a 2-1 win as they looked to build momentum towards the end of the season. The visitors to the North East started the game in confident fashion, and based on the quality of chances that they created in the first half, could have held a comfortable lead. Striker Katie Wilkinson was the first to have an effort on goal for Saints, when she headed an 11th-minute corner wide of the near post, having got away from her marker with a run across the 6-yard line. Some composed passing play then saw another chance created, as Wilkinson looked to turn provider. Alice Griffiths found Wilkinson after she had dropped deep to receive, and Wilkinson's measured pass beyond the Sunderland defence then found the run of Molly Pike, who was through on goal. However, Pike dragged her shot wide under pressure from onrushing home goalkeeper Claudia Moen. Wilkinson and Pike were then heavily involved again 10 minutes later, as a third opportunity opened up. The former's pass through to the latter with the outside of her foot saw Pike played into a crossing position this time, and she found Ella Morris's run into the penalty area. Morris controlled well to set herself up for a half volley across goal, but again the ball flew the wrong side of the post for Saints, as Sunderland breathed another sigh of relief. Despite their dominance of the first half, Saints did have to remain alert at the back, and Gemma Purfield was on hand to stop Sunderland taking the lead shortly before half-time, getting her body in the way to block Molly Rouse from having a free shot at goal. There was still time for one last Saints push forwards, and a set piece almost saw them take the lead when Gemma Purfield's delivery into the box narrowly evaded Lucia Kendall and Alice Griffiths, who were free at the near post. The missed chances did unfortunately prove costly, as Sunderland took the lead 4 minutes into the second period. Incisive play from the hosts saw play spread out wide to Mary McAteer on the left, and she found the top corner with a rising effort from just inside the Saints' box. Late opportunities did come as an equaliser was searched for. Molly Pike forced Claudia Moen to parry a fierce volley behind, and then substitute Emma Thompson struck a shot straight at the home goalkeeper in stoppage time to sum up a frustrating day for Saints. Post-game, Marianne Spacey-Cale said she could not fault her side in terms of their effort and their positive play during the match, and also reiterated the message that there is plenty more football still to be played this season. The big interview. Katie Wilkinson. After joining Southampton back in the summer of 2022, Katie Wilkinson is now well into her second season as a Saint, and has cemented her place as a key player for Marianne Spacey-Cale's side. The 29-year-old has plenty of experience in the Championship under her belt, including two exceptional scoring seasons for Sheffield United, and her knowledge of the game and this level in particular will surely be of great value to the younger members of the squad. Now Wilkinson is determined to help lead the club and a refreshingly hungry group of players into a bright future, with the goal of a place in the Women's Super League very much at the forefront of everyone's minds, if that mentality of being willing to learn and work continues to be a consistent theme. We spoke to Katie this week as she prepared to face Reading. You're well into your second season with Southampton after joining back in 2022. How has life as a Saint been so far?
It's been really good, Katie says. We get looked after really well and we have a really good group of girls around us. Every day looks a little bit different, but we always have a giggle and enjoy the challenge ahead of us. I feel like I settled in fairly early on after signing and I haven't really looked back.
This season has had plenty of highs for the team, with some good wins and promising performances in the cups against Super League opposition. How have you seen things?
Katie says, We have had good games and bad games. I think the consistency side of things is something we need to be better at. We've had some really good results, like when we came back at Palace and won the game 4-3. We have had some teams that we've taken 6 points off this season too, but we've then dropped some points where we perhaps shouldn't. Sometimes the performance levels have been there, but we just haven't got the points over the line. Even in the games that we're losing, we can try and pick up draws from them.
It was a frustrating day for you and the team against Sunderland, despite a very good performance, and there's still plenty more football to be played this season. How important is it for the team to keep battling hard until the end and remain positive about the situation?
Yes, that's what we have to do, says Katie. I've played in this league for a long time and you just don't know what's going to happen each week. You have teams taking points from teams that you wouldn't necessarily expect. That's why it's such a tough league to play in, because everyone's capable of beating everyone else. We'll be concentrating on ourselves and trying to get the points we need. We'll let the other teams do what they've got to do, and then we see where we end up at the end of the season.
A lot of attacking play seems to go through you as the central striker, but the team has plenty of runners to support you. It must be an enjoyable attacking unit to play in when things are clicking.
For me and the type of striker I am, I like the ball at my feet, says Katie. When you've got movement from the likes of Molly Pike, that helps me a lot. We have a good relationship and we're on the same page in games and in training. When you know where someone like that is going to be, it makes it a lot easier on a game day, and that's massive for us.
Part of your game is dropping deep to link play and then creating chances for others with your ability to see a pass. Is that something that comes naturally to you, and is it part of the game that you enjoy?
Yeah, I enjoy dropping in, says Katie. If you can see a pass and then take that next step of making it, then you're creating chances and goals for other people. I'll always try those passes, and sometimes they might not come off, but it's all about that mentality to keep doing it, and choosing the right moments to do it. I enjoy that role a lot. It's almost like a false nine into a ten. I'm happy to take whatever role I'm given, and I'll do my best with it. If it's one of my strengths, then it makes it a lot more enjoyable for me.
You have plenty of experience at this level, and an excellent proven goal-scoring record after your time at Sheffield United. Do you feel your experience in the Championship football helps the team?
I've played in the league since I was 15 or 16. The name's changed a couple of times as the FA tried to grow the women's game, but I've been around for quite a while, says Katie. I've been part of title-challenging teams, relegation-battling teams, and other experiences like that, and I can bring that to help Southampton. I can try and help us through the challenges that we face throughout the season. We obviously want to be going for the title, so hopefully I can contribute to helping us towards that.
There is a core group of more experienced players who can help to guide the younger members of the squad, and you're one of them. Is that a role you enjoy playing as well?
Katie says, I'm naturally quite a loud person and I communicate a lot anyway, so if a young player wants support, then I'll always give it to them, to help guide them or advise them on things. The main one for me at the moment is probably Lexi Lloyd-Smith. She asks some really interesting questions. Some are a bit questionable, but she's always wanting to learn and asking about how you can do this or that. For me, that's so refreshing to see. We've got a different type of generation coming through now, which is very different to when I was growing up into football. To have someone like Lex who constantly wants to learn, that's really good to see. You spent some time in the Women's Super League earlier in your career. How determined are you to have another taste of the top flight with Saints? That was something that I knew Marianne wanted to achieve when I first signed, says Katie. For me, taking the team into the league would be such a massive achievement. That's the driving factor when you go into training trying to achieve that. It's one of the best clubs I've been in terms of the support that we can get from the club and the facilities. It's really good going in, day out, knowing that you've got that backing at the training ground. We've got a very young squad, so I think we've probably still got a lot to learn in terms of going into the WSL. But producing good young players is what Southampton's good at, giving them minutes and letting them learn as they go. That might mean that it takes a little bit more time, but when it comes, we know we'll have a squad capable of playing at the top level. As long as everyone has that mentality of being willing to work and learn, then I don't see why we wouldn't be ready. This was the Southampton FC Women's Audio Matchday programme. Thank you for listening.